Hey, I'm just reading a quick message from Jakob. I think he might not be able to join us. So 1 second here. Okay. Jakob's not gonna be able to join us. Taking Philip to some after school things because his wife is sick, so we can commence without him. Okay. Let me pull up the board. How's everyone doing today?
Doing all right. I made the mistake of cooking a fish on the stove last night and it was too oily, and now my house smells like fish still, which I don't love.
Oh,
You would
that
think
is
that
the
working at
worst.
home you would get away from the whole Yeah.
coworkers eating fish in the microwave thing, right? Right.
No, I did it to myself.
Right.
It's like I'm in an olfactory prison of my own design.
Have my diagnostic colonoscopy, hit the mid-40s test thing, so tomorrow. So today I am actually staying very close to the bathroom because I'm doing the whole
Oh my gosh.
cleanse thing. So if I have to suddenly run away, that's why.
Yeah.
We will totally understand. Oh, that sounds fun. Sorry, Kurt. I'm working from my laptop today, so this is I'm having a hard time rearranging my stuff to be able to see what I'm doing, but let us start with David real quick. Thanks for joining us. This one is in review, and I know that I think you just flagged it to say that yes, it's ready for analyst review. So I need to sync up with her and see if there's anything that she wants me to help her with in testing this. I think generally she will be doing it, but I'm not 100% sure. Is there anything else that you're working on that you want to talk about?
No, there's nothing else. I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few other ZFL tickets that may or may not get tackled. I was going to say the sprint, but I still haven't fixed this board so that it's on a real current sprint. So, but I don't think we have anything ready for you to deploy otherwise right now to any of the environments.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for this group or? Are you all set?
Yeah, I'm all set. No, I don't think I have any questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and feel free to drop if you don't want to hang around, but you're also welcome to stay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So, Ian, just as a quick question, oh, Jakob says he'll join from the road if he can. But he wanted to know if you have everything you need for the directory deployment.
Yeah, I was just asking him a question on Slack since he's not going to be here, but so I see the I don't have any questions about deploying the new software yet. I don't know, maybe something will come up, but my question is, what does the whole environment look like? Is it supposed to be like sort of so it says create a namespace for a new directory. So does that mean also install basically all of the sort of platform minimal reshare stuff? Like users and email and all that, just with these two modules replaced, directory and directory-ish. Or, is it a tenant on our current system with these two replaced? Does it need to be a new namespace? I mean, maybe that'd be cleaner. So I'm just trying to figure out the overall what it should look like. Or
Okay, and
me, I
you.
guess I can just choose.
Is that what you asked him about in Slack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I
so
assume he'll. Yeah, go ahead.
are you working on this project, Kurt? Like the new thing? So like what would you want to see? You'd want to see like if you want to see your changes sort of integrated, it would be like sort of like east west, right? Or a different thing? Is there more
Trying
software,
to,
less software?
gosh, I mean, it's
Maybe a more succinct way to ask this would be what's the platform that we were going to install on the system?
can I one Jakob and I spoke about this yesterday some, and it's a bummer he can't be here to represent his own point of view, but the notion we had was that at the in the short term, the most urgent need is to be able to test the software and for other folks than Jason and Kurt to be able to test it and to be able to test the whole thing.
Right. So in the
So first that would be like the UI with the back end and such, and the thing that came up in the conversation was, is there a way that we can think about approaching the setup so that we can maybe think about some of the friction points that we seem to have created for ourselves in the, or that, I don't know, Kay created for ourselves in the Mod.js sort of whole reshare project, where it seemed like it was getting difficult for developers to do integration testing of their own software without having to bug you, and it felt like you had to get sucked into a lot of those flows. The thing that Jakob was wondering was whether there was something that could be, if not cloned, then inspired by the approach they had taken with CI/CD for the broker, because that's relatively new. It's the same backend technology. And I'm probably butchering this because I'm not Jakob and I'm sitting on the sidelines, but the initial needs is less about rolling this out for customers and more about having
Right.
a really solid way for somebody to be able to just check the thing out, push a button, and run it in some fashion that's suitable for integration testing and regression testing and all that stuff as a developer.
So you're not talking about integration testing locally, but in a shared environment, right? Like, I think what Jakob wanted was, right now from Mod.js, I think he doesn't like, the CI basically. Does a bunch of steps or whatever, but I think what he wants is like a chart, like exists for the broker, which is set to automatically pull the latest, and so when you commit and a successful build happens, then it is automatically updated on that system, which is fine. I think that's a great idea. Let's do that. But I just had a question about like what the overall environment is shaped like. That works for those two modules, but I wouldn't be doing a chart for, mod users or whatever. I would just leave that static. So, what folio version and what's going on with that, I guess.
Is there meaningfully like a two-level thing here where there is a need to do a testing of the directory by itself because it's a standalone component and it may end
Okay.
up getting used in more projects? And then there is a kind of a second tier where, okay, we need to be able to roll this out into a, at some point, it will be part of a reshare deployment, right? But
Yeah, so
maybe not right now.
that's what I'm getting at, I guess, is like, is this environment just have these new modules and nothing else? I mean, that doesn't work either, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the folio version of it, I mean, it might be useful for testing and development to have one that only has, I suppose it's going to need users for permissions,
Right, so it
if
has
we're talking UI, but
sort of platform minimal and then these two modules.
yeah, is that doable?
Yeah, I mean, some other stuff will come with, but we'll keep it as minimal as we can. Yeah.
I mean, tell me, Kurt, if that's like not useful or something, because
Yeah, and that
I
sounds
didn't.
like where you want to start at least. That way we can just make sure that the UI is working against the directory, and then we can also just test with the permissions and see that they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, that the different roles are working in the directory. We won't be able to do much except, kind of like view and update the directory, but that'll be enough for now.
Okay, all right. That's good to know. And then, shoot, I just forgot what I was gonna ask. That seemed relevant.
Yeah, because it doesn't depend on anything else, right? And there's clearly a situation where we want to replace the existing directory with it, but I don't know that anyone really has their heads wrapped around even. There's a whole database migration type situation that has to be done before we get to that point. And since
Okay,
it,
all right. No, go ahead, Kurt.
no, I was just saying yes.
I think that gives me enough to get started. I was just wondering, like, do we have, a listener and all this, a catalog that goes with this, but it's just whatever is needed to run these two modules in one environment, and then the CI that will be slicker as Jakob wants it, and I'm sure he'll have comments as we go along with that.
Yeah, because it doesn't depend on any external system at the moment. And external systems may depend on it, but that will be through an endpoint.
Yeah, and I think what you just said right there is really the friction point that you were talking about earlier with everything else, is that you can't really test anything because nothing works without all these integrations. But if it works as a standalone, then I think that gets us pretty far.
Yeah, and I don't think we fully. One of the things I think we're trying to figure out is to what extent is all of the maintenance of the directory in some situations centralized in one tenant and everybody else hits it through that endpoint. In which case you would potentially only be rolling this out. That there could exist a theoretical
Okay.
deployment of this for some customers where there's only one instance of this for the whole consortium. And
That's
everybody
weird.
just hits that to get their configuration information. And then what we're trying to figure out at the moment, I think, is, hey, are we going to need authentication or authorization to actually allow individual tenants to access that central system? But even then, Kurt, I'm kind of thinking it's going to be accessed remotely, and it won't be, the back end is not necessarily going to be rolled out everywhere. So it may literally end up being, hey, there's just going to be a folio tenant that just has this thing, and that's what we go with. And then it may be that there's a UI that can access that API remotely.
Okay. All right. That clears a lot up for me, actually. I think I can get started on this now with that knowledge. I see now it says front end create new platform, and I guess that's what we just clarified what it would be. Yeah, cool.
I mean, the main thing is, I really do not have the remotest sense of what makes for something. The other thing that Jakob talked about is it useful for devs to be able to like roll a release and set up the test environment without intervention from you? Because I guess the other piece it felt like was that there's a fair amount of manual work that you had to do on reshare when they want to do any type of testing. And part of that is, I think, built into the situation that reshare is always going to be complicated because there's multiple, that you can never really do any meaningful testing with less than two tenants, for one thing.
Right.
And they have to depend on external systems of various kinds. But to the
Right.
extent that we can do this so that the developers can do more stuff independently, that would free up some of your time and should maybe be a goal that we have. Not to make you like, not to not have you do anything, but you already have many things to do.
Right. Sure. Okay. I think that's just I think what he means is he really likes this Helm deployment for Broker, which is good, which just publishes an artifact with a SHA, like a commit SHA, and yeah. Okay.
And he just joined. Jakob, I just shared your innermost thoughts and dreams with the team as I interpret them.
That's
That's right. Thank you, Seth.
Yeah, so we'll deliver on
Welcome.
all those thoughts and dreams. We were just discussing the question I had was about what the platform looks like, and it sounds like so I'm going to create a new platform and it will have what's required as far as Folio backend modules to run just these two new things and nothing else, right? For now. Or is it, are there other modules than these two here?
Well, for the UI, right? I mean, we probably need,
Right, so we'll have
I
like
don't know if
permissions, users,
it's
stuff like
possible to run
that.
this thing without any Folio stuff.
Sorry, say it again.
I'm not sure if it's possible to run this without any Folio stuff.
No,
Right.
I think we have the understanding that we'd have like the platform minimal, right? There.
Yeah. Plus these, is that what you want to see in this new namespace and platform? Let me phrase that in an easier to answer way. So, Jakob, we're gonna build a platform which is platform minimal plus directory-ish in US or in RStr and nothing else, right?
Well, I think that's what we have to do, right?
Okay. Yep. Yes, that's what we just agreed before you came. So. I think I'm have everything I need to get started on that then. Yeah.
Okay, great. Jakob, do you have any questions for Ian about this before we move on?
No, I think Ian
Okay.
just. Let me know if you have any questions, right? Or if you want to
Yeah,
sync up them.
I'm just
I'm
gonna do
still
my best to
curious.
copy what you did, and I don't have any questions about it yet because I haven't tried, but maybe if I get stuck on something, I'll have a question for you. But I'm, yeah.
Yeah. And then some of the pipelines will need some code changes. Like if you just move pipelines from the broker for things. For
I'll need to
things
modify.
like linting and stuff, then I think it will be good if Kurt picked those up. So just if there's any issues, just raise them, and then we'll ask Kurt to look into it, right? Because I think it's also a good exercise.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds good.
Cool.
Awesome, thanks. Sorry, I don't know why this keeps messing me up here, but otherwise, Ian, I'm still waiting for Trove to give me the okay on this production upgrade. I think they want to communicate to the users that some of the functionality is going to change. Nothing drastic, but like I think they just want to give them a heads up that there's going to be like some slight, slightly different, like look and feel of some of the things. So that's why they haven't just given the green light on this. But so anyway, as soon as I know, I will let you know that they're ready to deploy the broker changes. And then this other ticket that's has surfaced into your sprint, I'm also waiting from that for
Can we
to
just
hear
move
from
that to the
them.
next one?
Yeah, exactly.
Not
I
going
was
to
just gonna
do it
suggest
right now,
that.
even if it comes up. I got other stuff to do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we'll just so this is in DevOps 232, so we'll move it into this next one, but it might not happen
Yeah.
until the new
No
year
need.
anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Ian, anything else before we move to Kurt?
No, it's all.
Okay, why did that not go out of here? Did I not actually save it? Yeah, that shows the next sprint. I don't know why that's still sitting here, but it'll figure itself out later, hopefully. Okay. Jakob, do you want to talk about anything before I move to Kurt?
No, go for it.
Okay. I'm still, by the way, in terms of Giannis, I'm still trying to do some testing with the Alma folks, but I don't have any update on that. Jason's not back. Okay. Kurt, how are things going? And yeah, what are you up to? If you have any
So,
questions.
yeah, so I have spent some time looking at the open API gen stuff with the schema and how it handles the extension fields, you know, the fields that are prefixed with like an X dash to see if we can use those to maybe flag a field as protected. And it works fine in the sense that you can add those fields and it doesn't, you know, the it basically just gets ignored by the code generation, doesn't really add anything for those fields. The only thing is that I don't see any way, at least from what I've found so far, I don't see any way to say, okay, have some way to communicate to the Go code that this custom flag we added to the field exists. I don't know if our thoughts were, should we parse the YAML manually to determine which fields are protected, or were we hoping there was some way to like add like a custom handler for these extension fields? 'Cause I haven't found that yet. You know, I've been digging through some of the documentation for the code, the OAPI code gen stuff, and I haven't found that yet. So yeah, I don't know if you had any thoughts on how we expected that to work, as far as that went.
No specific expectation. I think it just needs to be convenient for us to define which fields are protected, right? So
Yeah, I'm just
maybe
wondering
just.
if it if is it is it easier to do it that way, or is it easier just for us to maintain like some kind of like internal representation of the data and say, okay, these are the protected fields or not.
Yeah, you could argue both ways, right? I mean, it can also be an external file.
Yeah,
Where we say,
like,
okay, those are the protected fields.
yeah, I guess ideally I don't really want to go and manually parse YAML. It seems clunky. It seems like it should be, if it's gonna get parsed by the generator, it seems like it should be done once, right? And then either there or not. But that's just kind of my feeling about it. Otherwise, I would just say just maintain some kind of internal list of which fields are protected and which aren't. And then I
Yeah.
guess, should we make a separate issue to actually like build out the final directory schema? Because, you know, right now they're just like a very small kind of subset of what we're gonna have. But, you know, assuming that we're gonna have these protected fields and stuff like that, I don't, you know, it'd be good to know what all we plan to store.
What do you mean? Do you mean like a subset of protected fields or?
No, just like what fields are going to be the protected fields? You know, like what are we going to have as protected fields? You know, we don't have anything currently in the
I mean,
schema, at least.
you could take I just don't want to get too hung up on the actual fields because we will be changing the schema as we go, right? So
Yeah.
I think the more important is the mechanism. So that's what I'm after, but just introduce some field like a password fields, you know, and let's use it as a test for this.
Okay, I'll do that.
You know, like the there's this I mean you could do for ANSIP, but then you would probably need to change it because we're still changing the ANSIP schema.
Okay, no, that's
The
fine. I'll just
ANSIP
add like a very
configuration
simple
schema, but
field
yeah
and
yeah but just maybe make like a yeah
yeah, I mean that's kind of what I did just in my
requesting
code.
agency authentication, for example. There is one field in ISO 86262, which is like a authentication string.
Yeah, okay,
So
I'll
you
do
could
it.
add support for that,
That sounds reasonable. Okay, so I'll just make like a little proof of concept then. Then we just call it that, and then if we want to expand it later on, we can do that.
Kurt, do you is that part of this ILL Dev 236, or do you need a new ticket, or how do you
I
want to
mean,
track that?
it is kind of, I think it's kind of part and parcel, but at the same time, it's a little bit of its own thing. So I would almost rather see, let's break off the whole, determine the protected the determine the mechanism for flagging fields as protected to be a separate issue of its own, just so that we're not, because the actual plumbing for the auth stuff is in there and I'm working. So since that the kind of I like to call that part done, and then kind of focus on the protected fields as its own issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was gonna try to create a linked issue. I'm sorry. Okay, I guess maybe I can't do that. Yeah, there we go. So this was the determine mechanism. Wow. I'm struggling, sorry. Determine a mechanism for flagging protected fields.
Yes.
Okay. And let me. Or what are we calling this? Just second generation work? I didn't know you added that. I assume that can go there, right, Jakob? Or, yeah.
Mean for the account?
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Kurt, can I put it in this current gigantic sprint that I need to roll over?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me make sure that I don't see you as the person. Let me see if it's. Yeah, okay. I don't know why it keeps going back to this ransom ticket on my screen. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I've got going on here, but okay. All right, and I don't know why that's not in this board, but maybe this way you'll be able to close out this one, and let's make sure that that item it is linked so can work on that next or as part of this. Okay. Oh, there it is now. All right. What else is up? Do you have any other updates or questions?
Currently have the Jasper stuff in progress, working through it. Just I'm trying to get that just closed out today, so I'm hoping to have that finished up and get that finalized and not to worry about that anymore. But that's hopefully be done soon.
Do you know how far did Jason get with this UI? Has he actually tested it against the backend?
Yeah, I mean, well, so he ran it locally against the backend.
This new backend, right?
Yes. He wrote a script to mock out all the others, like so it has, he has like a little Nginx thing, I believe, that just mocks all the different endpoints that you would normally need, but it lets you just run it locally. I haven't actually replicated doing it locally, but it's on my agenda of stuff to try. But he said it does run against the backend. At least the version of the backend that he was running before I kind of add all the stuff, off stuff to it, but
Okay, so there is a chance, right, that Ian can set it up and it will actually work. I mean, a slim chance, but still a chance. Okay,
I
good.
think if it doesn't, then I should be able to deal with anything that doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, can you support Ian with any problems like he will encounter? Let's maybe try to prioritize this, right? Because it would be great to see this working before. Before next week, well, not before next week, but sometime next week, so that we can decide on the next steps. Because right now, what I would like to do is wrap up this work that you're doing with the authentication, and having some ability for protected fields, and actually get this deployed so that we can see what's been done. And then maybe switch gears a little bit, and when Jason is back, depending on how much work there is to close what's been done, right? Just so that the basic stuff works. Maybe Jason could start looking at porting ILL apps to the broker. So let's try to focus on supporting Ian, getting this deployed and actually making it work.
I mean, also, I think that when Ian changes the name, there might be some fixes that to do because it kind of references itself by the GitHub thing, I think. So, but yeah, just reach out to me when if anything breaks, and I should be able to address it.
All right, awesome. Sounds like a good plan. For anything else?
Nope, that's about it for me. I just, yeah.
Okay, cool. The only thing that I have is to ask about the calendaring situation for Trove. Jakob, I know that the David indicated that this was probably like beyond the like what is possible with the spreadsheet mechanism. And then I or oh sorry you said that, but maybe it was based on what he said, but anyway, I'm just thinking about the holidays coming up and that they're going to want to be able to manage their non-lending closing periods. I don't know if it's going to be a something that is so blanket like across the board that we could just apply like some sort of something for them. And so if they're going to have to do it manually, I just am wondering if there's anything that we can do to support the closing periods for
But
the,
do you
yeah.
understand like what was the reservation from David? Like what is beyond the capabilities of a spreadsheet? Is he concerned that this
He
would
said that,
be, yeah.
yeah, that this is just too complicated, I think, is what he was saying. 'Cause I thought we would create another spreadsheet that captured the NUC and the open dates and closed dates. But he kind of thought that the whole Trove tenant spreadsheet is getting kind of like it's gigantic and it's he's pulling in a lot of different information across all these sheets into the directory JSON.
Well, but I just don't see a different solution. I mean, we cannot make it simpler, right? I mean, at minimum, they need to be able to say, to express, okay, the library is closed on the 24th. Mean, so you need a spreadsheet for that, and you need to put a date in.
Right. Or a date range, I guess, but
Yeah, a date range. I mean, that's basically what we need, right? I mean, if that cannot be expressed in a spreadsheet in a sensible way, then we have a problem.
okay. Well, I
Then
will maybe I'll
a solution is that we just write a bit of JSON for them. But then we need to handhold them. So maybe that's a solution, right? It doesn't change anything on this API level. So the ticket I created was how do we need to extend the directory schema, to enable this. And it doesn't get much simpler than that because this extension is basically this, right? I mean, what's the start time and what's the end time? And
Yes.
essentially a list of those, right? So I mean I can understand that mapping that into a spreadsheet where you have multiple institutions is kind of tricky. I don't think it's impossible, but it's probably a lot of work. So I think the only simplest solution is that somebody manually types in a bit of JSON. But that means, I don't know if that's the better solution, to be honest.
I feel like that, especially if it's going to be up to them to do it, like I feel like that's risky.
But you know, Mallory, maybe what's needed here is just for you to give an example of how that spreadsheet should look like. You know, maybe he just cannot wrap his head around this because I think, like, what are we thinking here, right? I mean, a drop down maybe with the institution or an input with an institution ID and then the start time and then time for the closing date, right? So something like that, basically. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know why we couldn't just pull in all of the NUCs and then have a column for start date and close date, or something. But yeah, it, like maybe
exactly.
in a format, like we could make it so that they couldn't mess up the format of the date.
I think the spreadsheets have like an entry, like a date type field, right? So it's essentially you click and then you select from a calendar. So it doesn't sound to me like this is beyond the capabilities of a spreadsheet, but maybe you could just make an example
Yeah.
for him.
It might just be more about like taking the data out of the spreadsheet and or like gathering that data out of the spreadsheet and connecting it to the proper like JSON entry. Like it might be less about the spreadsheet and more about adding this information to the directory entry, you know, like
Yeah,
but
that I'm not concerned at all. I mean, that may be
okay.
hard, but it's anything is possible, right? Because we have a Python script that does it, so that can do anything
Okay.
we can imagine. The question is how complex it gets, but that's a little bit beyond the point. I think maybe he just needs to see the spreadsheet to visualize,
Okay.
and then we will, yeah.
Okay. I will start with that and then see if he can look into integrating it into his into the giant workbook, and then if he needs help with the scripting piece, you know, I'm sure that we can that somebody can help him, it sounds like. So, all right, I'll let you know how that goes. I that's the only thing I have right now. I they haven't submitted any like new tickets, so. Anything else, guys? Alrighty. Well, thank you all and talk to you soon, I suppose.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
everybody.
Thanks. Bye.